This broadcast is coming to you during the commemoration service of our former apostle, Bishop S. McDowell Shelton.
Lord, where can you start? Amen. If you get started, you'll never end. I remember his first saying, he said, one thing when you're in my company, you'll never be bored, and you'll never be bored. Whatever it was, I never was. But it was marvelous. I want to read something that I know he preached and he felt, and it kind of encompassed his whole life for me. In the book of Acts, in the 20th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse, you will see his life. You will see in the middle of his life, you'll see what his life's purpose was, and then you will see what happened after his life. And, well, it's just a marvelous thing when you find yourself in the book. He said, but none of these things moved me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so I might finish my course with joy. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I knew that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. He sung a song in Chicago, I will never come this way again. I may never come this way again. He never did. He said, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. He said, there's nobody in the world I hate and nobody in the world that I owe. Amen. He said, for I have not shown to declare unto you all the counsel of God. He said, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over to which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, or 30 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the words of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all, and they all wept sore, and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowful most of all for the words which he had spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. Timothy, get that for me. And that's my message. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse. He said, I fought a good fight. The novitiates had to preach a message to the church. I'll never forget my message. He gave them all writings and he wrote them all down for them and gave them red folders. I opened my folder. My folder was empty. I said, Lord Jesus, I got to go out and preach, and he put nothing in my folder. So I remembered his words. I said, if this world should stand and someone comes up to you and say, what kind of man was that blessedness? I said, be kind to him. Say he fought the fight in a strange way, but he won. Yes. And I set my little hind paw down. And he was listening. He said, "Grandson, where did that come from?" I said, "Those were your words." I said, "I preached you." On November 2nd of 61, he won his ruling in the court. January 2nd of 62, he burned the mortgage on the New York church.
Sure,
that was a huge thing.
Yes, it was.
February of 62, a year after Bishop Johnson was asleep, he laid the cornerstone there at Apostolic Square. May 5th of 62 was the first worldwide broadcast. November the 27th of 62 was the groundbreaking for the church at Newark, New Jersey. August 29th was the first apostolic day at the World's Fair in New York. February 4th of 66, the apostolic house officially was dedicated. August of 67, the church selected and approved by the city of Philadelphia as a redeveloper. That's when they started doing the villages and things. September 3rd, he dedicated the Apostolic Institute. October of 67, the first broadcast went into the Holy Land. February of 69, the groundbreaking for the Apostolic Village. February 16th of 1970, he adopted Maceo, his first son. January 14th, 1971, he was presented award to the first prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas Island. February 28th of 71, he dedicated the Apostolic Village. In 71, he met with the delegates of the Paris Peace Talks for the Vietnam War. February of 72, they passed Bill number 49 to designate Apostolic Square at 22nd and Bainbridge Street. He got a humanitarian award in 72. In 74, July 12th, that deaf boy received the Holy Ghost and the deaf girl began to hear in Chicago. September 20th of 74, Maceo died in a plane crash. He told Maceo not to be in the air at the same time he was in the air. And the Lord said, "I'm taking one." He told the Lord to take him. And he said, "Who would take on my church?" And so the Lord took Maceo, and when they came and knocked on his door, he said, "Is he dead?" And they told him he was. In 75, he became the council general for the country of Lesotho. Who thought, geez, do I remember this? July 3rd to August 21st of 1975, my senior year, 40 days of fasting, rather, fast. Yeah, all right. March 29th of 79 through April 20th of 1980 was the Apostolic Jubilee, his 50th year. And there's a whole lot of other things, but just went through some of them. Yay? Good man.
Singing, "I shall rise again, I shall rise again, I shall rise again. Don't you know I shall rise again? I shall rise again. You can't keep a good man down on the ground. I'm getting up and rise again. I'm shaking off the dust. I'm coming out and I shall rise again. Satan had me afflicted, but I shall rise again. In the morning I'll have a new song. And when you see me marching along, oh, you can see victory because I'm rising again. Oh, children, I shall rise again. Oh, you can't keep me down on the ground. Although you vex me and sometimes perplex me, but I'm rising again. And you got the time? I shall rise again. Rise again. I'll go up on the wings of the eagle, and I shall rise again. I'm singing, I shall rise again. Singing, I shall rise again. I shall rise. shall rise. I want to come to broadcast now. This song. Though Satan may buffet me, Jesus will set me free, and I shall rise again. Sing the song, shall rise again. Oh, yeah. Sing it out. Sing it out. Shall rise again. Although, listen, make sure you do right on the eyes shall rise. Rising up in the morning before starting out. Shall rise again. Sing it out. Shall rise again. I shall rise again. I shall rise. And I shall rise again. Coming out of the valley, on the mountaintop. And I'll rise again. If a man dies, if a man dies, shall he live again? If a man dies, I said, if he dies, shall he live again? So this good word they made.